Actually, I just did on my phone.
Welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark. We're starting right now, live with no song because
Nick said fuck it.
Yep, he said fuck it. Everybody said fuck it. They were like, you know what? We're not even listening to or reading whatever Matt writes nowadays. We're just like just completely ignoring
what to be fair, do we ever read what you write?
I don't know. You guys read whatever everybody else writes, just not what I write. So I guess it's
don't take it personal.
I'm not. So I mean, if it was anybody else, I might be hurt, but since it's you three, it's just par for the
course. We're like your brothers, so it's like, you know, brothers don't pay attention.
Did we just become best friends?
Nope. How are you guys doing this week?
Great now.
Doing all right, man. It's been a long week already. It's been short, but it's still been a long week.
Yeah. I was talking to my boss earlier today and
got Chris excited.
Yeah. I do love a good ficus.
He's like, what'd you do over the Memorial Day weekend? I was like, well, what's there to do when you're quarantined? Like, there ain't shit you can do.
Yeah.
I had an interesting weekend.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't felt great for a while. I've had the heartburn. I've had dizziness. I've had just fatigue, tired all the time, and not just when Matt's talking. Just, you know, a lot of times I'm just tired. I'm run down. My wife said it's because I was out of shape. So I made a doctor's appointment to go to the doctor Saturday because I've really been dizzy. We had a little, I built a little,
harmonica?
No, a little planner thing in the back that took me like 3 hours to do, even though it's like 6 square feet, because I had to keep stopping like every 10 minutes because I couldn't breathe. I was shaking and all this different stuff. So I go to the doctor. Well, I'm taking a shower, and I thought that the Drake had gotten in. I had a Drake Brownie or something. I was like just completely freaking out, and I just was losing control in the shower. My wife's like, we got to get to the doctor. And I said, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Now, we had an issue with our garage, and I knew it was broken. I was hoping to get it up one more time. That's what she said. And then just fix it when I got back from the doctor's office. Well, the damn thing just snaps off. And so we got half here, but it's not off all the way. And I'm like shaking. I'm trying not to pass out. I'm literally just going, I'm not having a good time. My wife is yelling because she stresses out over situations like this. We're not, she's trying to call the doctor. They're not answering. And so finally, I just ripped the damn thing off, lifted it up, said, back the car up. So we go to the doctor. They do a hemoglobin test.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm supposed to be at the 14 range. I was at 5.1. So she comes in. She says, okay, I need you to go to the emergency room. You need to get a blood transfusion.
Oh, wow.
So I got two things of blood, a thing of iron. But then the worst part is since I was there, they want to do a colonoscopy. They couldn't figure out why I'm losing so much blood.
Right.
They're doing the thing down the throat and the one up, you know, the chute. So both directions we're going to get. So they bring in this big, at 10 o'clock at night, they bring in this big jug of poop making water that makes you poop. I mean, have you guys ever had it?
No.
Yeah.
I can't say that I have.
It's god awful. I said, you can't.
It's terrible.
I said, why don't they give this a flavor? I said, I got to drink this whole thing. And she goes, yes. I go, by when? By 7 o'clock. I go, so in 9 hours, what happens if you have to get an enema if you can't? I go, oh my God. So I'm drinking. But I get enough out of me where I didn't drink the whole, I got like a third left. So I get the test done. It was funny. The guy said, I'll make sure that they switch the hose before they go down your throat. I said, oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the humor. Appreciate
it. It was funny, but I was in there for, and they always come in after they each, they're in there like every 20 minutes taking blood out after they've given me blood because they got to keep testing my blood. I'm like going, is this defeating the purpose? You taking my blood that you're giving me blood? They go, oh no, it's just a little. So basically, and then they always say, you got to get some rest. You got to get some rest. I go, well, how can I get some rest when I'm out pooping every 20 minutes? You're in here every 20 minutes. You know, so I didn't sleep for like 26 hours and I didn't have any food for like 40 hours. I had some Jell-O, but anyway, they really didn't find anything, but they got my blood level up and I'm not dizzy right now, but they don't know why it happened. But I am going to a gastritis person because there was one part. Yeah, they couldn't get to one part of the intestines, but they're going to give me a camera pill to swallow. What? And the camera pill is going to videotape as it goes through.
Like inner space?
Yeah, like inner space, yes.
Dude, that's rad.
So I thought that was cool.
So do they think you might have like be like anemic?
Well, I'm definitely anemic, they said.
Well, the doctor says no more ordering fucking pork chops at Ruth's Chris. Get your iron from a steak.
Yeah. Right. That's probably what it was. But, yeah, so I've been taking
iron. Popeye says eat your spinach.
I don't like spinach. So I'm taking iron pills and all that different stuff. But, yeah, that was my fun. I even watched Chris on his Twitch channel.
You watched me on Twitch?
Yeah, I couldn't get the damn sign-in thing to work in the hospital. They kept coming in and bugging me as I was trying to sign in, but I was watching you as your Call of Duty.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's my new thing.
So that was interesting for a while. Then I think CJ was on it when I was on, I think. I don't know. Someone was on. Anyway, that was my weekend. Lots of fun.
Well, shit, Jack. I'm glad you're all right.
What if it turns out it's the longest tapeworm in history that you got from eating an undercooked pork chop at Ruth Chris's?
Then I'll have to tell him to cook pork chop a little a little better next time. But no, it was good. Jay came over and fixed our garage because I said I wanted that fixed because I wasn't going to be home.
I didn't know Jay could fix stuff.
He used duct tape, but it worked. Yeah. I mean, it's we're going to go see about having it replaced this week, but yeah, everything worked up. Jay barbecued because I the family was supposed to come over on Sunday, and I kept saying, "Can I get out of here? Can I get?" Because if you've been to the hospital, it sucks. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. And my wife's been waiting on me hand and foot. I said, "Great, this is great. Just get sick."
Because the hot nurses never come in, which pisses you
off. No, you always get the sponge bath from like the you know, the oversized.
Able to get up and take my own shower, so that works.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. So, I mean, not to get too far into it, but I mean, do you have any kidney issues in your family at all?
No. One kidney was large, but they said it wasn't a concern. My bladder has stones in it, not to be concerned. Something with a heart in it. Not to be concerned. It's all these different things, but don't be concerned. I said, okay, it's fine.
They check your this is getting real personal. Sorry. But I feel like I have to. Okay. They check your prostate?
They did. I got that violated right away.
Everything okay?
Man. Everything was okay there.
It's basically like your anniversary. I got both ends.
Yeah, it was twice because I got that. I said, I also got tested for the coronavirus, which was the worst of all.
They tickle your brain?
Yeah. Well, the guys, it was funny because it was an all-guy crew and they were pretty cool. And the guys, I'm just going to prepare. I'm laughing at Matt. I'm just going to prepare you how bad, because I guess they're supposed to go all the way up. And I'm like, and they have one guy that does all the tests during that time, and he has a clear shield that says Corona tester, virus tester.
No way.
I'm glad he clears that up.
Like the back of like a ghetto Honda Accord where they have to put like Honda across the rear windshield just so you know what they drive.
Yeah, and so he goes, we don't have to go. We just started this weekend. You don't have to go as far up as we used to. He goes, it's still not pleasant. So I said, okay. And so I'm like,
then he said, up your penis.
Mm. Yeah. So I said, right, well, okay.
Gonorrhea.
Whatever it takes. But a
it's amazing. Oh, I can just do in the year 2000. Go back to space, Matt.
There is two, isn't there? You do it, and then there's an echo right after, right? Yeah.
In the year 2000.
He did tell me to stop clenching my nose, so I don't know how you clench your nose, but I was clenching my nose, I guess. But so
there's a lot of room back there, which is funny, right? Because yeah. I actually have a friend of mine who's one of my employees who he's also his side job. He does a circus sideshow. Like he and his buddies took all this crazy circus sideshow type of stuff. And his specialty is that he actually hammers a nail into his face. Whoa! He's
taking it off.
From Matt. He actually takes a nail, like a huge ass nail, and he hammers it into his nose.
No.
That's like his sideshow thing. But he was telling me, he's like, there's no secret to it. He's like, everybody can do it. Like, it's just nobody wants to.
Yeah. No,
there's a huge cavity that goes back into your nasal cavity.
It's not a comfortable feeling. I say,
I'm gonna find a picture of it right now.
Do you have it yet? Do you have it? And the reason I had to take the test is because when I was walking up there, my wife wanted to get me a wheelchair. I said, I don't need a wheelchair. And they had, you know, the things they have in front to keep cars from ramming into the hospital.
Right.
I'm like grabbing each one as I'm walking to it. And as I walk in the hospital, they have a lady there who's, you have to sit back on this little mat, like 6 feet away from her. And I kind of coughed. She goes, are you feeling dizzy too? I go, yeah, I'm lightheaded. And so she backs up even more. And so my wife goes, oh, now they're going to test you for the virus. I go, well, I'm here. What the hell? I don't care. But then I did take the wheelchair to my room.
They give you a pregnancy test as well?
They did. And I'm not pregnant.
Okay. What about the COVID comeback, positive or negative?
Negative. I'm not COVID. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I did go down to the and into the swimming pool with about 100 people and swim because what the hell? I'm good. I'm safe. Everything's good. Everything's healthy.
You seemed a little disappointed, Matt, that he didn't have COVID.
Yeah, you were kind of hoping I would.
No, I was confused because apparently a negative.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that, Chris.
No, no. Oh, God, no. No.
All right, that's enough of that stuff. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you subject us to that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I can put it back if you want to.
And Jay said he fixes a lot of shit. Thank you very much.
It's over.
When did he say that?
In the chat.
In the chat.
Hadn't shown up then.
I realize that you might not realize that Geek Dad Life is Jay, but I discovered this the other day. They're the same person. It's like a Batman Bruce Wayne thing.
Oh, so but it's not. I'm on the YouTube chat, and it's not showing up in the YouTube. It's showing
okay.
Show up in our other one.
I'm just sharing Chris's screen randomly now.
Whoops.
No, that's okay.
Sorry.
But for the colonoscopy, I was completely asleep, which I did like. And there's like six or seven people in this room. I go, well, how many people have to see my butt?
Look at this guy's asshole.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this is
hey, Mike, get in here. Look at this.
Oh my God.
Have you ever seen such a big asshole before?
Well, the anesthesiologist that was putting me
what
to sleep.
What kind of gauge do you think that is?
Yeah.
The guy that put me to sleep, I the last thing I remember is he goes, you see, it was like a white stuff going through my veins, and he goes,
which vein?
Yeah, I knew that was going to be the thing. I go, I'm not asleep, but that's the last thing I remember. Then I wake up in the recovery, this huge recovery thing, and it was really slow that day, and they woke me up. They said, yeah, we had to wake you up because you were snoring. I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I look, there's this one lady looking at me, and I go, hey, how's it going? Sorry, I was snoring. She goes, that's okay.
So did your jaw or your ass hurt? I mean, that's always the first thing to check for after you wake up.
Nothing hurt.
Okay, good.
Nothing hurt.
And, by the way, Jack, this explains your handle here on the YouTubes.
I need blood.
Yeah, I thought you were like doing some kind of vampire shtick or something.
No, I needed blood. So now I'm up to like 7.9, so I'm going in the right direction.
What's your
You should be up in the teens, right? Like 13, 14?
Yes.
What's your 14?
O positive.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty
good for you.
Well, a friend of mine on Facebook said, you know, he had posted a meme or something that said basically like, you know, enjoy your 20s, 30s, and 40s, because when you hit the 50s, that's when the check engine light comes on.
Right. Yeah. Well, I loved City Slickers, like the first when he goes to the bring your parents to school day, you know, and like he goes in there and like he just, you know, he sells ads for the radio station, so they're all disappointed. And he's like, and then he just goes on his downer trip. He's like, remember these times, kids, because they fly by so fast, you know. Anyway, if you remember, but that's what he says. Like, yeah. And you get in your 40s or your 50s, he goes, you have your first surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's a surgery.
Well, Cindy thought I was having panic attacks because I'd walk up the stairs and literally be gasping for, I mean,
oh, Jesus, Jack.
I have my head on the desk. I'm gasping for air. And she goes, you need to relax, because I've had panic attacks. And I go, it's not a panic attack. I even had it at home.
The history of the world of people telling people that they need to relax, it has never worked.
Well, not the way she did. I'm glad you're on the men's here.
I feel like 100%. I don't need naps during the day now. Because I'd be up for a couple hours and just
weren't getting enough oxygen. Yeah.
So what's the plan? Like, do they give you like a next step type of situation?
They did a biopsy on, because I had polyps in there, whatever it's called. So they're doing a biopsy on that. Nothing back on that yet. They're doing that little camera pill. Basically, just there's nothing really major wrong with me. They just say I just get anemic and I need to eat better.
Take some ferrex.
What's ferrex?
Iron pills.
Oh, okay, well that's what I'm taking right now. Yes.
Yeah. They got him on the Keith Richards. just get him
no more goddamn pork chops.
New blood every week. Steak. You know, keeps him immortal.
Yeah. Speaking of steak, I fired up a juicy steak on my new Weber Genesis 2.
Nice.
In the backyard today. It was fantastic. But yeah, see, Jack, I'm glad that you're on the mend.
So I am. At least I feel good.
Good.
I feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
And witty.
So you mentioned you watched me on Twitch this week.
I did.
That's a thing that I started doing.
It was Saturday. It was Saturday night, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So I play video games regularly. If I'm not podcasting, I'll be playing video games. That's what I do, kind of like my relaxation when the kids and my wife are asleep. And I was thinking, I'm like, why the fuck not? Like, I'm gonna go ahead and do a stream of me playing video games. So I started doing that this week, and I'm on the path to what they call an affiliate on Twitch, which means I can get subscribers and get paid. So I'm about halfway there.
Nice.
So if you're listening, and if you have Twitch, or if you don't have Twitch, get Twitch and follow me on Twitch so I can become an affiliate. And watch me if you like. I'm pretty good, I guess.
Apparently, Kayla has watched you.
Oh, yeah?
So that's what she says in the chat.
Sherry says, Matt, I don't think Jack understood you. Did your throat and ass hurt when you woke up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understood you.
Yeah. But did you feel like Chinese handcuffs?
Chinese finger cuffs, yeah.
Finger cuffs.
Well, yeah. I figured it, because I'd done the colonoscopy before, but I did ask. I go, well, my throat hurt when they. I go, so I get what you were saying, Matt. But no,
okay, sure.
Either way, it didn't hurt.
I was just making sure that you were okay.
Yeah.
Kayla says that she was just quoting Jack. Well, now I want you to watch me. So get Twitch, Chris in Boston. Follow me so I can get affiliate.
I'd be curious if we could get a link to the camera that's going to go in Jack.
I know.
Because I would like to put it as a backdrop here for me.
Just see where it goes. You know, if it's
this is what it'd be like, ready?
So HD, you know, like just.
Well, I wonder if I can get a copy of that.
Here's a pork chop, like, V8, 1985. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so freaky.
That's crazy. How that was gross. I'm so sorry.
I have my photos of my colon here if you want to see those.
I only want it as a backdrop.
So. Okay. I'll scan them and send them to you so you can have it for next week.
You got the Mad Men background now.
I do. Yeah, I keep
Chris Dorn is scarred that they've now seen all of my fillings from the 90s.
I'm glad
it's crazy, like, because I I think, yeah, the whole right side was done in the 90s. And so they're all metal. This side here has been done the last, 10, 15 years, and they're all, teeth colored. And It's weird when you see the x-rays come through. You're like, good God, look at the metal in that mouth.
My dentist was like, I can fix that for you if you want. And I go, fuck you. No, like I didn't like it when they were getting in the first place. I'm not going to like it anymore when you're doing it a second time.
Are you doing it for free, doc? No.
Yeah, exactly. No, I still wouldn't do it. Fuck that. Get your drills out of my face.
Yeah. Oh, like I still have my wisdom teeth. And every time I change dentists, they're like, why do you still have your wisdom teeth? I was like, because I don't need them pulled.
Yeah, I still have.
Because they haven't been a problem?
Yeah, they've never been a problem, ever. Because you're just trying to make more money off me, asshole.
So, I had this dumb
quack. They've been in there so long that they become libertarian teeth.
Exactly. Don't pull on me.
I had this dumb quack. I had this dumb quack as a dentist. I was getting a root canal, and he put the... You know, they numb the thing, but he hit the root, and I jumped. He goes, "You can't move." And I got tears running. I go, "Yeah, you can't hit what you hit." Yeah, this guy was a quack. He was bad.
I hate the dentist. I haven't been to the dentist in probably 3-4 years.
Really? I used to love the dentist. An every 6 months kind of guy. The great thing is my dentist is a guy I knew and met in my 20s, who's going through dental school, opened up a family practice.
Well, I hope he went through dental school.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just great because it's like I know him. I see, he's in a band. You know, it's like I've seen his cut loose side, and I get to see his professional side. And
so he's really cool, great. Right?
He is. He's a very cool dentist, and he's very delicate. Like when he's touching your teeth or doing any work, like he's very careful. And
sorry, dentist. Hey, that's not my teeth, doc.
Mm-hmm. No. He's really actually
he's really delegate.
The only thing is that it takes a while because
I think it moved.
You know, I live close to Indianapolis, but I don't live in Indianapolis. I live south of Indianapolis, as we've talked about on the show. I live in Franklin, Indiana. Just like if you think of Indianapolis like a clock face, I am on the 6 all the way down. Well, he is kind of on the number 10 or the 9 going west. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good 45 minute drive to go to
about
him.
500 miles away.
Just because you've been going to him for a long time or?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I also trust him. And so, my wife was getting tired of doing the travels. And so, over the summer this was in the spring. It must've been before the COVID happened. So it had to have been sometime around February. Maybe January, she took the kids to a different dentist nearby, like closer, like a 10 minute or 15 minute drive. Right. So she takes them there. Horrible, horrible. Like basically like after that, she was just like, I'm never like we're going back to him because just everything, like we got to pull your kid's tooth out. Like your daughter's got 3 cavities. Your son's got a cavity. Like
I got to pay for my yacht.
It was basically like everything was wrong, and she took him back. She took them both back to our dentist, and he did a consult. He was basically like, "No, the tooth is fine. I'm not going to fill a baby tooth cavity. Like that's his philosophy. Like it's going to come out. I'm not going to fill unless he's in pain. I'm not going to fill a cavity that's like going to fall out of a baby tooth. You know? So
yeah. So
like the least invasive, basically." So.
Yeah, one of my, I guess, most recent trips, I had a filling break off in a tooth, and it got bad because the tooth ended up breaking in half. Mm-hmm. So I went to the dentist. I went to like your strip mall dentist, the Gentle Dentals or whatever the hell they call them. And
that's they're nice like, dentist. Yeah,
yeah, they're like, hey, we gotta pull that. And I was like, oh fuck. So I still have a gap in my teeth.
Oh,
where is that? This side. I have a gout right there. Can't really see it. There he is. I don't know why we're doing this. But I'm just showing my gap in my teeth. I had it pulled, and then I was speaking to my wife's dentist, and he's like, "Why did they pull it?" And I was like, "I don't know. They told me I had to pull it." He goes, "There's hardly ever like a a reason why if a cracked tooth is pulled, or it cracked because a cracked tooth, you don't have to pull it. It's like we can there's things that we can do to fix that. Right. Like he's like, that's literally my fucking job. Like yeah. I can put a bridge in there. I can put like a cap on it. He's like, they just got your money. And I was like,
Yeah, same thing.
Their whole thing is because they start mailing me shit about fucking implants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was you motherfuckers.
I had it was funny because I had the same thing. It was a cracked tooth. They couldn't quite pull it out, so they decided to use a chisel. So they had my head back, and they're like, bam, bam. And I'm like, I didn't realize I was bleeding, but I had blood going down my chin, blood down it. And some lady had a panic attack.
From the blood?
They had like different patients going on. So the paramedics came. So as she's being carted away, I'm following her out the door, and there's this lady comes in and looks at me and goes, I didn't know I had blood on my shirt, blood all over my face. I had the gauze all. And she goes, and my wife goes, well, go to the car. I'll meet you down there because I'll pay for everything. I said, okay. She goes, is this the dentist? I go, yeah, the dentist right in here. She turned around and ran away.
Oh, yeah.
I said, okay. But she saw the lady being, you know, carried away in a stretcher. And then I look in the mirror. I go, oh, she probably freaked out because my face is all covered, all puffy and bloody. So, but yeah, same thing. I could have probably saved the tooth.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to a dentist that does laser dentistry? Mm-mm. It's fucking wild. So,
Star Wars? Is it Star
Elaborate.
Wars? So I had a dentist when I was in college, or just after college. I was living
Dr. Alderan.
Yeah, right. there, it's actually an approved dental practice where they actually use concentrated lasers to break away the decay on the tooth. So as opposed to a drill, they use like a specific type of laser that kind of essentially just burns away like the rotted part of the tooth, and then they put the filling on top of that. It's wild, man. Like it's a whole new world. Like I don't know if it still exists. I don't know. Maybe they fucking killed somebody. I haven't seen it any advertised anywhere, but I had like two or three fillings.
They get your teeth and the eyes at the same time.
People love taste buds. So
you have to wear like glasses and the whole nine, like as they're in there. Now I'm curious if it's still a thing, but it was awesome.
Well, I had a gap between my teeth all the way till I was 22, 23, something like that. A very small one.
Dave Letterman.
Yeah. Well, that little piece of cartilage that runs right here down your gums. You know, mine went all the way down to the edge of my gums, and that's why, is because it was in between the two roots of the teeth. And I finally went to a woman in Knoxville that I was like, I can't ever get this gap to close, no matter if I had braces or retainer or Invisalign. She's like, I know exactly what it is. You have this piece of cartilage here. And so she got the laser out and just lasered that piece of cartilage off of my lips, my gums, and then they wrapped together.
Yeah.
Yay, I was like,
the laser dentistry thing is still a thing.
Yeah. Is it?
And what's crazy is it doesn't have like the same, you know, there's no drills, so it doesn't hurt. That's not like it's a weird sensation, and it fucking stinks. Like it smells. Because it's essentially burning the tissue.
I had the worst dentist growing up as a kid. He basically got out of school and never ever upped his education. Like he just, that was it, I'm good, you know. And just speaking of your feelings and like breaking your teeth in half, I remember like the day I realized that he was a shitty dentist is I had like double bubble or some kind of, you know, just cheap gum. And I'm sitting there like chewing it. And maybe after three or four, all of a sudden I started crunchy. I was like, well, this gum must be old if it's crunchy, you know? And it was my fillings. It pulled out all of my fillings out of my teeth.
That's a powerful gum.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, I got a question for you. This ear, it staticky sometimes.
Oh, yeah? I would repair them.
That be repaired already?
No, re-hyphen pair them.
Repair.
Okay.
I got you. I was with you.
But this one works great. But this one doesn't.
Yeah, that's not right. Shouldn't do that.
It's driving me crazy.
Get it replaced otherwise.
I just like going old school.
Catch something, get it fixed. What is it? Catch something, get it. Go see a doctor. I don't know.
Fuck so it. Now we're at the office?
Yes. Oh, wait. Yes. Yeah, I have a bunch of backdrops. Yeah. I thought, yeah, he can't hear us now. So
I can hear you now, but I'm hearing you.
Sorry, we lost Jack.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello? Hello, Clarice. Okay, now I
can. Hello, Clarice.
Yeah. So if you real quick, AirPods. So. Here's how you do it, right? So here's your AirPods case.
Okay.
Just a little button on the back. Make sure that both the AirPods are in the case.
Okay.
When you do it, you press and you hold that button on the back for like 30 seconds, and it'll flash amber, and that's when they have done a hard reset.
All right. I will do that after this.
That's not good. It's got to flash amber.
I think I just flashed my telephone number to everybody watching right now.
If it flashes yellow orange, that's not good either. It's got to be amber.
Yeah.
All right. I will try that.
Dusty melon? Nope. No good. Amber.
If not, then I got to have this replaced, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I've been trying to stay off the sauce for a while. You know, I was just like,
sauce.
Yeah.
What's up? It's the only thing that makes you interesting, though.
Thank you. But you know, I'd seen that Sherry was going to celebrate by a bottle of champagne there for tonight's show, which thank you for joining us, A, and B, thanks for joining us with drinking and encouraged me to say, hey, why not have a drink tonight since the listeners are drinking. May have been the wrong choice, but here I am.
Well, Matt, you know, the first step to recovery
is admitting
that you need to go into recovery.
That there's
and that's why I take days off.
No, the only problem though is if he goes in recovery, who's going to produce the show?
Who knows? So
yeah, because the old producer sucked.
Speaking of producing and the show. I think we should just go ahead and throw in that commercial break, because after that commercial break, we're gonna have something real good.
You tell me how to get
to Cementhead Street?
Okay, commercial break now. All right. Sherry asks what I am drinking. I'm drinking Bee's Knees.
Everything. Again.
I'm sorry.
Was someone just singing Sensimilla Street?
You got it. That was me.
Where did you get that from?
I got it off of Napster back in the late 90s.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me right now?
No.
That's fucking... I know that song.
Yeah.
And he also sings a song called Elmo Pimps Hose. What is it? It's... Oh, my God. I can't, that dude, you just gave me like a 20-year flashback. Hang on a second. Elmo Pimps, DJ Welfare, I think his name was. Pimp Daddy Welfare on Napster. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody else in the fucking world knew about Pimp Daddy Welfare.
There's a big following.
Elmo Pimps Host. There it is.
Flashbacks.
You should have had a thing backdrop for the head exploding man.
So as we started this show, the reason why I was giving the guys shit is because when I posted the show, I had said, hey, why don't we do a Sesame Street versus? It goes in line with the image that I put out for the show notes or whatever. As you look at the YouTube screen there, I conveniently put the RCAD. I might not always.
It was nice. It was a lot of work. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I am not sharing that screenshot. I'm not trusting you at Tube.
He made a music video.
Well, we can't listen to the music video, but so in line with the fact that we just recently did a Muppets versus. And I know we talked about Looney Tunes, we talked a lot about Hanna-Barbera, we could have easily gone into a cartoons. I thought it would be like apropos, I don't know what the fuck we call it, but I thought it would be convenient if we went into it actual Sesame Street characters versus. Now, if you want to do the human characters, that's fine. I say, though...
I don't know if I trust the versus anymore because the Honeymooners lost to the Munsters in the sitcom one. Well, how the fuck does that happen?
Don't even get me started, because the Beatles thing.
Well, the Beatles. Let's be fair. There's a people like the Beatles for different reasons. There's different, but in no way should the Monsters beat.
No, no, you're right, because the Addams Family is by far better than the Monsters, and that like cheap piece of shit show. Sorry, I've never liked the Monsters. That's just me.
I as a kid, I liked the Monsters. I'm assuming that most people voted for the Monsters because they'd never seen the Honeymooners.
How would we have gotten to space if it wasn't for the Honeymooners?
Like, exactly.
Basically, Ralph Kramden started the space race.
JFK was a big fan of the Honeymooners, and he just said, "That's what we got to do.
We got to send Alice to the moon, one way or another. We're going to get her there, people."
I was shocked, and even Mary Tyler Moore struggling against WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm like going,
"Yeah."
I like WKRP in Cincinnati, but it's not even in the same class as the Mary Tyler Moore show.
No, Mary.
Yeah,
Tyler
but Lonnie Moore. Anderson was like the admiration of every kid in the 80s because she was unbelievable.
Two things about WKRP in Cincinnati: one, turkeys can't fly; two, the tornado episode. That rocked my shit as a kid. There is an episode where there's a tornado. They have the
Who episode too.
But there's a tornado that comes through, and they're talking on the phone to a little girl who's like not like. I lived around a bunch of tornadoes in the Midwest, and so to me it hit home where I was just like, wow, like this is real. This can happen. I took it for real, you know, because when you watch certain TV shows, those characters you become so familiar with when they deal with a story and you know the joking commercial is on a very special Different Strokes Willis tries crack cocaine. I mean, there was always those commercials
and doesn't stop using it.
Right. Chris, what are you saying you've done?
I was responding to someone in the chat.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Well, they also WKRP did a great episode. I remember the Who concert where it was free. There was no assigned seating, and I think it was in Cincinnati where 11 people were trampled to death, and they did a pretty good episode on that.
Yeah, that changed concerts forever.
Yeah, because people, you know, of course, I got to get up front, so I don't care if I kill somebody.
1979, right. I think. Is when that happened.
So they did a good episode. I mean, WKRP in Cincinnati was a really good show. But not in the same class as Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, loved Venus Flytrap. Loved
Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever. Oh my gosh, like Johnny Fever forever. I mean, it was basically the whole reason why I watched Head of the Class. So,
and Flight of the Navigator.
Seeing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Simon and Simon, because Venus Flytrap is in Simon Simon. Oh. He played Sergeant Brown, Sergeant Downtown Brown, or something like that.
Well, I feel like we've completely eschewed from how we got.
Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest.
No. By all means, I mean we've been voting on things. Voting in the Facebook group is always fun. So you know, I'm not trying to take away from that. I'm just trying to make it fun. And I thought that doing Sesame Street characters. And since these other three don't read whatever I post in the messages.
We don't even listen to what you say. So
apparently not. So in the rules, I basically said sans Kermit the Frog. And for those people that don't know what sans mean, it means without. So we're not including Kermit the Frog with the Sesame Street characters.
I know what that means because we have a review in the Jay and Jack where it says, I love the Lost Podcast with Jay Sans Jack.
Ooh. Are you sure, it's not Sans.
Sans Jack.
I like the Ramblecast Sans Malexus.
But they put the review in the wrong spot. I wanted to call them out on it, but I didn't.
Nick, to be clear, I would have to mansplain it to a woman in order for that to make sense.
Well, there's women in the audience.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to explain it to this guy.
To Jack?
But apparently he already knows. Anyway, I'll shut my mouth here with the whole sans fucking shit. So, okay. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick here. I just was...
You are being a dick. I knew what it meant.
You failed.
I failed miserably. Thank you. No, I just...
So we're going to have a versus on Sesame Street without Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't feel that it's quite fair.
Okay.
Kermit's he doesn't reside on the fucking streets.
So next time you bitch about your cookie, losing your cookie thing, you can't bitch about it because
No. We already had Kermit in the Muppets thing. So this is our second versus we're doing. We're not including Kermit.
I see him on Sesame Street all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
He lives in the goddamn pond. He doesn't live in Sesame Street.
He is brought in as basically.
He lives in a penthouse. He lives in a penthouse.
It's true with Miss Piggy. Penthouse.
All right. I am going to pull up the dice roll here so that we can pick who goes first.
www.loadeddice.com. What the fuck website is this?
Yeah. This is what I used last time.
Exactly.
Okay,
right over his head.
I'm going to give it a general roll there, a start and stop.
Who's engaging and thought provoking? TV fanatic. What's the name of the show?
Here, I'll just do a roll like this. Does that work? Or do you want me to do?
No, clearly not, because you got sixes three times in a row.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. It's already started. Jack, since he won last time, he gets to go first, and tell me when to stop, Jack.
Stop. Oh, you didn't stop on time.
I got three. That's
bullshit.
All right, you got three, Jack. And
because Nick, you didn't stop on. You stopped when you wanted to stop.
Nick, you got second.
Bullshit. Stop.
Whoa. You tell me when to stop.
Wait a minute.
Jack's
talking. This thing is fixed.
I couldn't hear because Jack's talking. Okay, you tell me when to stop.
Stop.
You got four.
I would have had six, but that's okay.
I'm going to mute you. All right. I guess I went third last time, so I'm going to go ahead and just hit stop. Fuck.
See? Cheaters never prosper.
Stop.
I'm not cheating. Okay, wait. Hold on. You tell me when to stop.
The fuck?
Okay.
You have these rules, but you don't follow them.
Stop.
Two. There it is. There it is. All right. Nick goes first, Jack second, Chris third, and I go last.
I'm going to go on the record and say that he didn't stop when both Nick and I asked to stop. Okay. So at the end of the day.
Time out. He didn't stop with me either.
Okay. What? Maybe there's a delay because I'm on a different screen and I don't.
At least 3 seconds passed before he stopped my dog.
This is what it is. Stop bitching. You know, pick your Prairie Dawn or whoever the hell you want to pick.
Prairie Dawn?
What?
Sesame Street characters. You don't remember Prairie Dawn?
Is this a porn?
No, we watched Sans Prairie Dawn.
Prairie.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does Sans mean, Matt?
All right. I'm bringing up Prairie Dawn so that you guys can see what
I'm not picking Prairie Dawn.
Let me ask a clarifying question before we go through the selection process.
Okay, yes, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
My clarifying question is, obviously these characters have to either live or work on Sesame Street, I presume. Now, are we locked in exclusively to non-humans or humans and non-humans?
I thought we were doing the Muppets primarily.
Well, now you're saying Muppets. Now you're fucking up the rotation.
So now you can pick Kermit.
You can't say Muppets.
Okay. I'll leave it up. Characters, okay?
So the character has to either live, reside, or work.
If you want to pick Mr.
Do we have proof that all these characters live on Sesame Street? Do we have ID?
No, the census didn't go out in time.
Look, it's open. Okay, you can't pick a celebrity that it's appeared.
How long is Sesame Street? I mean, how big's the street?
It's pretty huge.
It's pretty big, man.
Okay, all right.
Nobody's found it yet, except for a few people. So,
Mark Hamill found it.
Sure did.
Apparently, C-3PO and R2-D2 found it, but we can't really pick them now, can we? Because they don't live on fucking Sesame Street.
Well, they could be hiding out there. We don't know.
You know what? If you want to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, fuck you. You can.
How about the late?
That's a goddamn dude. Your rules are fucked. Can I pick actual animation? That's not a character.
Can I pick the 12 ladybugs that went to the picnic?
Sure. their characters, I guess. I don't know. Let's lead it up to the chat. What do the people in the chat feel?
Because Chrissy says, one, two, if you three, pick Ernie, four, does he five, come six, with Bert?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladybug 12 at the Ladybug picnic.
Oh, man, my jug went over your head.
No, I got it. It was totally funny. Yeah,
I was singing. Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Well, because Chrissy says, if you pick Ernie, does he come with Bert? I said, well, sometimes.
When he's smiling, he does.
Here, fishy.
Hey, Bert!
No, they are separate characters. Just like I couldn't pick Statler and Waldorf. I was like, obviously, cock blocked out of those two. So you can't pick Bert and Ernie. It's one character each. So.
Right. Yeah, pick one.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick, you are up first. Who would you pick out of all the characters on Sesame Street?
I'm picking Jack, Oscar the Grouch.
I forgot about Oscar. That's a good one.
Well, you know, like I always liked Oscar and the Cookie Monster. And but then I think after the SNL bit with the actor Stranger Things, I'd love that sketch. If you guys saw it or not.
I saw it. It came out. It was very in the theme of the Joker.
The Joker, right.
Yeah. Except it was the Grouch.
He's like,
now, man. When he gets picked, when the trash comes and picks him up, he's technically not on Sesame Street anymore, right?
They don't pick up Oscar's trash can.
They do, actually.
He must go into his little hole because he has a hole. He has a whole like condo underneath the ground and stuff like that. Because he's got Wormy there and stuff.
Well, hold on a second. So he's living under Sesame Street, not on Sesame Street.
I always thought that he did. Like, I mean, I'd love to see like a little.
Okay, you know, like, I hate to be technical. I hate to be technical. You said they have to live on Sesame Street.
Oh, come on.
I mean, the Ninja Turtles get their pizza delivered to a certain spot. I mean, they're still on the street.
I don't know. Like, these rules suck. I agree with Chris.
No, I need you to share my photo, Matt.
Okay. I will share your.
Debunked. They do take his trash can. That's Bruno the Trash Man taking it off their way.
There you go.
I think this is Photoshop. It's fake news. Fake news. All right.
Verified on Twitter.
Jack.
I'm going to take Kermit the Frog.
You can't take Kermit the Frog. We already discussed this.
I'm going to take Bert and Ernie.
You can only take one.
I'm going to take Big Bird.
Okay. Oh, going with big guy.
Going with the J pick again.
I mean, Big Bird had his own movie, right?
He did, but he's the most, you know, of all the Sesame Street people, he's the iconic one. So.
What's the best porn name of Sesame Street?
Also the dumbest.
Big Bird, right?
Shut up, D.
What's happening? Am I right?
Wait, what?
He said, shut up, D, and I said, that's what's happening.
No, Christy says, that's a J pick. Hey, she gets it.
See?
She gets it. That's so true. That's a J pick again.
I don't care. These stupid rules. Yeah. Actually, my first pick would have been Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's relates to
it. I feel like
because I do I you know it's kin. I feel, you know. I see a lot of me in Oscar the Grouch.
I heard that.
I see a lot of me in Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. Do you really exist? Can Matt only see you after a few bees and knees?
Yeah. I think it is.
I wonder when I
Chris got two, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. So I am going to go with the myth, the legend, and presumably an alien. Grover. Grover was a character for me growing up. I loved Grover.
Like, are we supposed to be giving our reasons we picked him yet?
Well, that's what we do every time we do this.
I didn't do it, so
that's I know. Your fault. We gave you ample time. time. You decided to talk about porn names. That's on you.
Big Bird.
So Grover for me, near, far, opposite was like one of my favorite sketches growing up as a kid. And he's like the one Muppet that I just wanted to give a hug to when I was a kid. He was awesome. Grover, yes, he did not speak with contractions. He had a different way of talking, but it was sometimes annoying. But I loved Grover and Super Grover, and of course his love for his chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
Gonzo had the chicken.
Well, either way, yeah, that was the Muppets. I just broke the rules. That was the Muppets. But Grover.
I love it because Grover fucked chicken. Anyway. I guess it's my pick since I'm going last. This is really tough because there's a lot of great ones left. Mm-hmm. A lot of great ones. And like as a kid, Cookie Monster, that was my jam. Like, I loved Cookie Monster. He just like destroyed those cookies. But I'm going to go with Ernie because Ernie is. Who's making those noises?
What noises?
Okay. Because Ernie is Jim Henson, A. And Ernie has some of the best songs.
He doesn't look like Jim Henson.
Jim Henson's almost all of them.
I'm just muting all of you guys because it's my turn to talk.
I'd say there's a bit of Jim Henson in all of them.
Sure. But Jim Henson voiced the original Ernie and Bert
and Grover.
And Bert was voiced by
Frank Jim Allen. Henson loved cookies.
You guys are just shitting all over my time to talk. Look, I'm going with Ernie because he also has some of the best songs, like I Don't Want to Live on the Moon, like, you know, the.
So wait. So you're saying that he was against the Honeymooners and John F. Kennedy's goal of sending Alice to the moon?
Exactly.
What? No,
I can't fucking believe you, Matt.
I think that's disqualifying right there.
Yeah, it's disqualifying.
Ernie is great. And I mean, okay, sure. Bert's the straight man, but Ernie and everything that he did, and especially like his like laugh.
Is he?
We're all thinking it. It was like,
M. Jesse in the chat says, isn't there a timing rule to this game?
Assholes just kept talking over my shit.
Dude, you muted us and you still didn't finish what you had to say.
You unmuted and came back.
Dude, it's not my fault you fumbled on the fucking 1 yard line with your pick of fumble. Ernie.
Okay. I love Ernie. And you know, the good name of Ernie. So all right.
Show must go on.
I'm giving Nick exactly 1 minute to shit on everybody else's pick.
I think we've already done that.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, Jack's got the J pick. If you vote for Big Bird, then you basically are a basic. You have no imagination. If you vote for Chris, it's a respectable pick, but he couldn't even his fucking Muppet straight.
Fair enough.
So you shouldn't vote for the guy who doesn't even understand that Gonzo's the one with the chicken.
Yeah, true. He's also the alien, too, not Grover.
Yeah. Not Grover, yeah. Hashtag
not Grover.
Yeah. And then Matt, we've already kind of already shit on Matt's pick. You know, it's Ernie. Whatever.
Dude, and you did that with 22 seconds left to go. That's what we
call it. Because Ernie was a fun guy.
Yeah.
Had good songs.
Oh, we got 10 more seconds. Should we all jump in for you?
Yeah, go
1,000
ahead.
Points of light.
And okay, so that was Nick's shitting on people. Let's see how long. Let's see how long Jack lasts now.
Well,
Robert Ducky, you're one.
Big Bird. I'm not gonna shit on people's pick. I didn't give a chance to say my Big Bird. It was my oldest daughter's favorite character when she was a baby. She loved Big Bird, so that's why I'm going with Big Bird. And he's the most likable guy in the street, right? Everyone loves Big Bird. Everyone loves Big Bird.
No one loves other people. You're just bragging about your own.
Ernie is not Ernie. You can't have Ernie without Bert. So that pick is. I'm sorry. You can't have Ernie without Big Bird.
probably the most valid criticism we've heard tonight.
Jack had logic.
Grover, he's a good guy, but it's still Grover. And Oscar the Grouch, come on, who wants to hang out with a who wants to hang out with someone like Matt?
We hang out with you.
At least once. All right, Jack's already shit on everybody's pick for longer than a minute. So, all right, Chris.
It was I bullshit. I had 3 seconds left.
All right, Nick, who'd you pick?
Oscar the Grouch.
Thank you, Oscar the Grouch. Oscar's just a douche, and he lives in a garbage can, which is, you know, just subpar living, and he chooses to do so.
Don't judge him.
I'm. That's exactly what I'm doing with my 39 seconds left.
I thought Oscar the Grouch was an alien.
He was probably an alien. Big Bird, fuck Big Bird. Like, fuck Big Bird and his stupid ass beak. Like, what a whiny bitch with feather.
His weird orange and pink socks.
Weird. Like, and what, dude, no, that wasn't, those are socks. Those are like deformed calves. Mm-hmm. Like, he was fucking stupid. And Matt, dude, fumble Rooski. I mean, you can't have Bert without Ernie or Ernie without Bert because they're one of the best couples in history.
Yes.
So get a better pick next time when you're in the number one spot.
He's in the last spot. Of course, the all-time fail for number one spot still goes to...
All right, so I'm just going to take over the fucking show because that's what I can do as producer. It's pretty awesome. I don't even have to show like how much seconds I have left because you know why? On Sesame Street, nobody would shit on people. I love them all. I love them all, okay? And to put down one of them is to put down us all, okay? So this is about sharing. It's about caring. And I'm not gonna say or besmirch it. And that's what Ernie would do, okay? All right, now I'll let these other assholes back on the show, okay? And let them say whatever the fuck they want to. But on Sesame Street, it's about caring. It's about sharing and about loving each other. Okay?
Thanks, Mr.
And the
Roger.
Last 35 seconds were brought to you by the letters F and U.
You, exactly.
you had the stage yourself, and that's what you came up with?
Exactly.
That was pretty fucking good, though. Yeah, that's right. Can you see us in the waiting room when you do that?
Yeah, I can, but I was
laughing my balls off. That was hilarious.
Anyway, so that's our verses for next week. We'll come up with something next time. Maybe the other guys will have an idea. Maybe I'll actually read what they write in the messenger. But
how about the chat? What's the chat say
about what
about their picks? I wasn't reading the chat for their picks.
I don't think they ever expressed anything.
Well, Christy put a heart out. I assume because I was
because you were being a dick. Yeah.
Your soapbox moment was classic.
I don't know what Randy is talking about. How did you get there?
How did you get Sesame Street?
Sesame Street. Oh. Do you even fucking know the show, Matt?
You don't either, Chris.
I know, right?
and Jesse says, aren't they all monsters? Monster puppets. She also mentions Rubber Ducky. Christy says wrong blue puppet.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster is the best. Oh.
Well, he was saying because he said Grover when he was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Nobody picked. Did it? No one picked the Cookie Monster.
No one picked Cookie Monster.
Nobody picked Elmo, which I'm proud of you guys.
I am
I'm
really Elmo. Proud of you guys. I hate Elmo.
I was really close to picking Cookie Monster, but yeah. I love all of the songs that Ernie said. I had to go with my heart. So many times, like with my kids too, you know, just like, but you know, Sesame Street, aside from the characters though, some of the things, the little interludes that they had, like how to make crayons and, you know.
No, that was not Sesame Street. That was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
No. They had it on Sesame Street too. Like they had they had a little segment of like how they make crayons.
It was like how that, you know, what was that show? How It Gets Made or How Is That Made?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like an early version of that. I'm pretty sure it was maybe it very well could have been on both, but I remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was like my favorite episode of Mr. Rogers.
The episode on Sesame Street, they said, how do you sell crack?
That's true.
That was the best one. I like Randy said, Elmo is the Dean Spanos of Sesame Street.
And Christy is
Matt,
so right.
Matt couldn't have homemade Cookie Monster, so.
There's a throwback.
So true.
Yeah, and Sherry mentions the guy who was the puppeteer for Elmo was fired for suspicions of pedophilia.
And that's why we didn't vote for him.
So, I believe
fuck
it.
Fuck Elmo.
So, Elmo! You know what? All of the listeners that are with us now, we believe in you. We trust in you. So when we post these and all of these other people are like, why no Elmo? You know why.
You got to shame them. Shame them all.
You Pederast. Know why. When people say, why no Guy Smiley? You know, it's like, well,
I almost picked Guy Smiley.
Guy Smiley is awesome. Yeah. I've actually brought Guy Smiley up when I'm drawing noses to my students and I'm doing a demo. And I'm like,
when they're naked?
I think like two people in the class actually get my reference about Guy Smiley because they're all like, what? But it's seriously like his nose, like I'll make a triangular pyramid type nose. And I'm always like kind of breaking down like the form. So anyway. That's a little side there. So
nice.
The little plastic guy, like the plastic cup guy. Do you guys remember that like little thing? Like
yes, on the cabinet. Okay, and he comes out and he's like, doo-doo-doo, and he sinks down into the
yeah. Little strong, like
stop animation. Like, that was the best. Gosh,
I loved that. That was one of my faves.
Or how about the PSA about all the things that were dangerous in the house, and it was like. A pot on the stove, and it would like the animation would move the handle to the other side so no one would get burned. And then the thing that freaked me out was the fire alarm, the smoke alarm on the ceiling when it went off. It had a big mustache and went ring. Am I the only one remembers that?
I apparently just remember. That was after my time.
John, the UPS guy, mentions the count. And
oh, yeah.
Didn't count. The count.
Maybe one Ooh. Of the purple Muppets
Three.
Are in existence, right? So. Anyway, and he also had the Batty Bat song, which was fun. So many good songs. So a lot of there was a funny thing that I did with one of the songs. It's a Sesame Street song where Ernie's talking and he's just like, "Okay,
by kid. Himself."
No. Like all of the other you know like characters Ranger. Are there, but he's like, "Okay, guys, like let's just like picture yourself like." Like in a room, like picture yourself, like calm and it's like, yeah, like it's, he starts off very dreamlike. Right. And I spliced in so that it would transition into Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Right. And I was like, man, this is cool. You know, like, you know, I was doing this. Right. And I thought, oh, my daughter will really dig this. Right. She did not. The 2-year-old daughter or 3-year-old daughter of mine, she was just like, no, this is wrong. Like she absolutely was mad that I had like changed the Ernie song into like some Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But I thought it was pretty
smart. You scarred her for life.
Pretty much, yeah. Fortunately, she does like the Beatles. So, but anyway, that's Sesame Street. We never found it. We've never forgotten about it, but it's still there.
Can you find it on Google Maps?
No? Maybe if you're stoned, as Christy says in the chat. So
I don't know if you guys. Yeah. Totally different topic. So I don't know if you guys watched any War 2 movies on Monday or Sunday because of Memorial Day. But I watched Cross of Iron, which is a 1977 movie, which is okay.
Who's in it?
Shit, what's his name? He's on the Band the Run cover. Tall guy. Shit. Anyway, he's a famous actor. Anyway. I don't know what it was about 70s movies where you would get these just random fucking scenes that made no sense out of nowhere. Because, like, it's always like, I know we've talked about this one, Jack, like with like Logan's Run.
Right.
Like you're just watching it and all of a sudden just fucking they're naked. You're like, what the hell? Like just, you know, now that you object to it, because you're like, hey, there's some tits. All right. But like, it's just like, where did
that
come from?
As a kid, I thought it was the best part of the movie.
Yeah. But just like, where did that come from? Like who wrote that? Like, I'm, you know, here's the plot. And all of a sudden, boob scene. Okay. Next, yeah. Let's go on. And that's what this was like, you know,
Jessica needs to be naked.
Yeah. Just at some point. And that's what all these late movies, these 70s movies are like, you know, and that's what it was. It's like the, you know, it's so Cross of Iron is, It's about this German unit who basically there's a general who wants to get like the Iron Cross, and like he sends them into dangerous situations. You know, he doesn't care if they die or not. He just wants the medal, and that's what it's about. But in this one later part in the movie, they walk up on these Russian women soldiers, and like one's naked in the bathtub and the other ones are like wearing these really loose shirts where just nipples are coming out, and you're like, what? This has nothing to do with the story at all.
Why doesn't our army issue those uniforms?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're like, what the hell? You know,
I want to be in the Russian military.
Yeah, that's it. Cross of Iron. Yeah.
James Coburn.
Yeah.
James Coburn.
Yeah. And it's okay. I mean, it's a typical 70s film.
I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's his name? From Heaven Can Wait. What's his name? This guy to the left here. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Some British guy. Yeah. James Mason.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. Pretty good film.
Coburn was in The Great Escape.
Great Escape, yeah. And then, like, I watched Battle of the Bulge, which I hadn't watched in a while, and
I had the same problem. I've been living that, so.
The Battle of the Bulge, yeah.
Yeah, right here in my gut.
But it made me laugh because I had forgotten, because it had been so many years that, you know, they keep saying.
There was so much room for a dick joke there, and you just missed it completely.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I didn't want to go there.
I don't want to brag in my life. I need a big dick to drive home.
There were 6 or 7 people in there for my colonoscopy, but that's okay.
Look at the asshole. Look at the asshole. Yeah.
That's a different Battle of the Bulge.
There you go.
Anyway, I watched another series.
I watched The Great Escape.
Okay, yeah, well, that's a good one. Yeah,
I've seen it 100 times.
But The Battle of the Bulge cracked me up a little because like how extremely inaccurate it is. And then like the whole time they're, you know, talking about like, we've got these new elite Tiger tanks, and every German tank in that film is an American tank with a German symbol painted on it. You're like, what the hell? Like, yeah.
Could watch Kelly's Heroes again.
Yeah, that's it. It actually has a tiger in it, a real tiger.
Never get tired of that.
I love Kelly's Heroes.
Wait, Matt, Chris, have you seen Kelly's Heroes?
No.
Oh man!
Oh yeah, it's a good one. Heroes, I swear I've seen that.
1969.
Have you seen the private chat?
We're losing people like flies. We just started talking about World War II movies.
Kayla says, "No one cares, Nick."
Shut up, Kayla.
You've never seen Kelly's Heroes?
I have not seen Kelly's Heroes.
Jesus Christ! Anyway,
sorry.
Kelly's Heroes, we're the ones, we're going to get it done.
Fine, I'll talk about something current for all you youngsters out there that have no patience or...
I want to see the new movie Midway. I love the original.
Oh, that, I think that got bad reviews, actually.
Did it get bad reviews? Okay.
I watched on Amazon, I think, a new show called Upload, which is very good.
Is that the one with Steve Amell's brother?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that's actually.
Green Arrow's brother, I think, is the main character.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, okay, the first episode, I was like, okay, I'll give this a shot. First episode, I kind of thought it was going to be typical. Like, oh, you know, you die, and this is what happens to you. And then it actually has got enough little things that kind of keep you intrigued, and it's a good show.
You know, speaking of watching shit online, I was really confused up until this week about the new HBO streaming service. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about the HBO Max, which launched today?
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. You don't have to buy something extra.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It replaces HBO Now.
Right.
For less money.
So
I thought it was the same. I thought it was like $14.99, right?
Well, if you got into it last week, it was $11.99 for the first 6 months. So I did that. So I have it now. But it's I thought
with us. I mean,
I thought it was something extra you had to pay.
I thought it was extra too. But it just simply replaces HBO Now. And I guess one of the reasons why I kind of got confused along the way is that I used to have HBO Go. I think everyone also had it. But HBO, right. Here's the breakdown of it now. Is that HBO Go is what you have access to if you currently subscribe to HBO via your cable provider.
Correct.
I have not had a cable provider in 6 years, so I'm just kind of like disconnected from that whole idea.
Right.
I have subscribed to HBO Now for a while, paying like $15, $16 a month. And then I got the email and it was like, hey, try HBO Max for $11.99 a month for the first 6 months. Buy now. So I looked into it and it is everything that HBO Now is, plus all this Max shit. So am I right in saying that they're no longer offering HBO? What is it? HBO Now? Is that no longer a thing? Is it all HBO Max?
So what's on Max? What is the Max? More movies, more TV shows?
Fuck you, Nick.
So HBO Go is basically the same thing as HBO Max. The only difference is that HBO Max, you're getting like our Disney Plus or something, you're getting like all the back catalog of everything HBO's ever done.
But HBO Now had that too.
Oh, did it? Oh, but yeah. Also original pro.
Wasn't it just easier when HBO was just HBO to play movies? That's how I feel. MTV played music videos. HBO played movies. Life was just simpler.
No. I can't. The math's too complex.
You had one 24-hour news station. ESPN was your sports station. It was just life was simpler. There's just too much shit out there now. All right, I've said it.
Yeah, but now you can go to the hospital and just get a couple quarts of blood like it's no big deal.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So if someone in the chat or someone listening can tell me why somebody would get HBO Now as opposed to HBO Max.
Well, I need to tell my son to switch to HBO Max because I have HBO
I think,
because of him.
I think it's just automatically going to switch you. I think maybe if you already have HBO Go.
Yeah.
But it's less though?
Well, there's a promotional price if you signed up for it. You got it for. So I just canceled my existing one and then started at $11.99.
And then Matt didn't do it because he didn't do it, Matt.
I have not. I actually discontinued my HBO Now because it was like on a whatever the thing is, and I was just like, fuck this. I'm paying too much stuff for shit right now. Like, I'll get whatever is coming up next. So when I heard about the HBO Max, I was like, well, I'll come back around to that or something when it's available. By the way, they have all the Studio Ghibli movies on there, which I had heard about.
Movies?
Studio Ghibli. I've talked about them on the show before, but that was probably a section where you weren't listening or you were kind of stroking out or something.
It could have been, yeah. There's a good chance of that.
I joke because I care.
Yeah.
So, but I might sign up for that though. So.
Yeah, my wife's been bugging me to cancel Disney Plus because it's under my name. I'll do it. I just keep forgetting. Yeah. I can't remember the last time we watched Disney Plus.
Okay, so here it is. So HBO Now and HBO Go have the same exact content and library, right?
Right.
But this is saying you need to have a subscription to get Now or Go, which I don't get it. I'm confused. I feel like I'm looking at Max's background. Like, I don't understand the fucking difference.
Well, if you see here.
Again, it was simpler when HBO just showed movies.
But yeah, I'll probably.
Your feature presentation.
Yeah. So. One thing that I subjected my kids to the other day, and sometimes we let the kids do a movie night. Sometimes my wife and I pick the movie night. I shared this with the other guys in the Facebook Messenger group. Who knows?
I didn't read it.
But whatever. Thanks, Nicholas. No one cares, Matt. Yeah, got it. Okay. Anyway. It's on Netflix right now, and here's the thing. Like I said, sometimes we let the kids decide the movies, sometimes the parents decide. So my wife and I were like, all right, we're going to give you a choice. You can either watch Goonies tonight or Back to the Future. And they chose Back to the Future. Yeah. So specifically my son, he had heard more about Back to the Future from other
movies. Oh, they'd never seen it.
Such as like Lego, the Lego movie part two or whatever. And so he was kind of curious, and of course my daughter, who's the naysayer of everything since she's 13, she's just like, no. And we were like, well, tough shit. Okay. You're going to watch this, and you're going to like it. Of course she did. Like it was a great family movie. My wife hadn't seen it since she was a kid. Of course, I've seen it like about a half a dozen times or more since I was a kid. So it was an awesome kind of night. Our local theater here, they've been doing a curbside pickup for popcorn. So it was like I went to the movie theater, got the popcorn, brought it home, put on Back to the Future. And since then, we've also been talking about the other movies in the trilogy because my kids were under the impression there was just one and that was it. And I said, oh no, there's more. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was last night. Yeah, it was not tonight. It was last night. We went ahead and said, all right, like, if you want to watch Back to the Future Part 2, we'll watch Back to the Future Part 2. Mm-hmm. Of the other two, 2 and 3, I still like the third better than the second.
Okay. I would agree.
So it has a lot more heartwarming moments, which is kind of missing from... I mean, really, like, when you get down to it, Back to the Future, and by the way, spoilers if you haven't seen that fucking movie, like my kids. you know...
They're like my fucking kids.
There's a couple key moments in that movie that are just like so amazing and so heartwarming that when you see them, and
can we mute him?
I don't care how many times you see it. You're like, that part is awesome. You know, I mean, like when George finally gets up the courage to punch Biff. You know, like that moment is
that's
just
the
like,
first one.
What's the first one?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. I am talking about the first one. I'm just saying.
You're talking about the third one.
You're talking about the third one.
I'm talking about the whole trilogy.
You're fucking up your own rules.
No. I'm talking about the whole trilogy overall.
He's trying to say there's heart moments in the first and the third, but the second one's basically soulless.
Thank you, Nick. Nick, this guy gets me. Okay, these other two guys, they don't get me. That's why I podcast with this guy on Owen.
I don't think we try.
there's that too. But no, Nick's right. Like, there's heartwarming moments in the third, there's heartwarming moments in the first, but the second one, you've got a little taste of the future, you got the dark future, or not the dark past, or the dark 80s version, or whatever, and then you have a rehash of the first movie. Yeah. And the only heartwarming moments happen when you're actually watching a rehash of the first movie, which kind of reminds you of like how awesome the first movie is. Mm-hmm. So the second one is almost soulless in that way that it doesn't give you anything new to like chew on.
Which one has the fake George McFly?
Second and third.
Second. Because that's Christian Glover's upset because the actor they had.
Right.
He didn't like his acting ability.
Now, Biff.
No, it's because they didn't want to pay him anything to be in the second and third one. So they got fake molds where they took scans of his face from the first movie and made molds to make the actor look like him, which is illegal.
Yeah. Well, that he also didn't like his acting ability. Now, Biff.
Hello.
So call McFly. Me soulless, but I have so many like fond memories of Back to the Future 2 because I think that, you know, in the 80s, like thinking about the future was like it was a very cool thing, you know, like, and I'll never forget, like, it was a marketing movie, no question, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, I'll never forget like the Pizza Hut advertising, right? So they had in movie advertising with pizza, the pizza rehydrator, and they had like the, and if you went to Pizza Hut in real life, you get to go and get the futuristic sunglasses and like all that that type of stuff. It was just fun to see. You know, like the hoverboard, like, for fuck's sake, it was the hoverboard. Hoverboard rivals the power glove as one of the two of the things that never worked in real life, but there were the coolest things on screen. Like, that movie had so much like appeal to kids. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Back to the Future 2 and 3 filmed back to back, like in one?
Yes.
One production.
Correct. And it basically broke filmmaking ground in the fact that, like, when other movies came along, like Lord of the Rings, you know, they were like, hey, let's do it like this.
Right.
So,
isn't it true in the third one they wanted to replace Michael J. Fox with Eric Stoltz?
No, the first one.
Yeah, they're actually. Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
Well, because, you know, Eric Stoltz. Yeah, we did, because I was talking about, or maybe it was just you and me, Matt, but we're talking about how, you know, they shot the all the
like an hour of the film.
Yeah, they shot the mall scenes. If you notice that Marty and
we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. They're not in the same shots in a lot of it because they already knew at that point that Eric Schultz was going to be fired.
There's actually a scene that made it to the movie when they're in the diner. And there's like and he gets punched. That's actually Eric Schultz getting punched, not Michael J. Fox, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't but realize anyways, they filmed so much of Goonies. So much of
I disagree.
I disagree.
I agree with Chris though, in that the second one was my favorite as a kid, just because of the future stuff. Because you want the hoverboard, with the rockets on it. You know,
dude. You want the automatic shoes.
I'm a fan of story and plot. So
I'm not taking anything away from the second one. I'm just saying that there were elements.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the hoverboard is cool. And one thing that I do love about the ending of Back to the Future Part 2 is you basically have a hoverboard from 2015 facing off against a hot rod from 1955 and a kid from 1985. And that whole scene, and even how it ends, very Empire Strikes Back, like, there were things that I like the third act. And I like the funness of the first act, but that second act is dark. And I even warned my kids because I was like, okay, guys, this is like Empire. And so my daughter was like, oh, so it's going to get dark? And I was like, it's going to be a little bit like more on a, you know, like she was expecting it to end on a.
So Doc Brown says, I am your father.
I'll make the proclamation saying that I think that Back to the Future 1, Part 1, is nearly a perfect film.
It is. It's great.
Like every aspect of that movie, from the soundtrack from to the music, everything.
Story, the comedy. Great. It was
I'm not sure if I brought this up on a podcast or not. I think I discussed this with Jay one time where it was talking about how, like, there's a really good theory out there that there's a lot of stuff in those movies that we don't see that's implied, like that Marty's actually died multiple times and Doc goes back, you know, and saves him at every moment. Like, look at the scene in the dark part where Marty jumps off the roof, you know, like with Biff. It's like he had no choice at that point. So most likely he either was shot or committed suicide in that scene. But Doc knew it. He found out. So he would constantly use time manipulation to show up at the right spot to where Marty fell. You know,
why didn't Marty's parents recognize him? Yeah. Later on in life, because
the guy
you forget that the 60s that came on.
The guy that brought them together, was named Marty and looked just like their son. I mean, that's
here's the thing though. Like, there are, like, from my memory, there are people that I went to school with in middle school that I can't remember if I went to middle school with them or if I went to like
literally the guy looks just. The guy's an exact clone of your son, and he's the reason you're together.
I'm just saying
that there's a whole nother decade there. They're 18 in 1955. They're 25 in 28 in 1965. There's a lot of LSD floating around, man. My parents,
especially both the mom kisses Marty.
Yeah,
she doesn't remember that. Maybe she wants to forget it. I don't know. And then you have George was hanging out with Marty all the time.
Chris in the chat mentions filmmakers talked about that. They only knew him for about 3 days. And that, you know, seriously though, like, no, like, there's people from my childhood that I don't remember what they look like. If it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't know what some of these people look like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And he's not in a yearbook. He's not anything. There's no picture. There's no, I mean, it's just a guy.
The biggest fucking moment in their life.
Ah, whatever.
If a guy started fading out of existence right in front of me on stage, I'd probably remember that guy.
The reason George's life changed because he had the courage to hit Biff. He never has the courage to hit Biff if he doesn't meet Marty McFly.
Oh.
And he can't remember him? Bad parenting.
And this is why you are Oscar the Grouch. All right.
But here's the thing though, is that all that changed. It would have been different because had Marty not been there to push what's his name out of the way, he never would have gotten taken in by her family after falling out of the tree. that's the part you're missing, Jack, right? So he wouldn't, he didn't need to have the courage to hit Biff because he would have already had the in with the family for falling out of a tree while peeping on what's the name through the window. Marty came in and pushed him out of the way and then got hit by the car, took his place in the house, which created the need for him to build the courage to hit Biff.
But it did happen and he was there.
Yeah.
Why did they switch from the one actress to Elizabeth Shue? Do we know that?
Money. Money. It was a bit role, and I forget there is a reason why. But there's one interesting thing that a lot of people overlook, and I didn't even know about until probably a year or two ago, about the beginning of the very first film, is that when you hear older Lorraine in the 1985 reminiscing about how they met, you know, at that and all that, you know, my dad mm-hmm. in the car. If you notice that McFly's dad, whatever his name is.
George,
he's dismissive the entire time. He's just watching TV, laughing, you know, and every time she tries to get him to think about high school, he refuses to do so. Like, he doesn't acknowledge that she's talking about that.
Because high school was terrible for him.
It's for him, yes, but also it's because, like, she's very somber, she's very mournful, like, she doesn't, you know, before the movie gets going, it's because Biff probably raped her in high school. And he doesn't want to, because, you know, George never confronted him, never did anything like that. And and then it's not until the later of the movie where you see both of them are very happy. They're very, you know, talkative. It's like it's just one of those playing things.
That, thanks to Marty.
Yeah, thanks to Marty.
Who they don't remember.
Another 80s movie, just a kind of a news story, not really a news story, but kind of thing, cool things happening. So at Patriot Place, where the Gillette Stadium is, there's actually like an outdoor mall. There's a movie theater there as well. And obviously
no massage parlors.
Oh, okay. So there's a movie theater there as well, the Showcase movie theater, but obviously they're closed, but they're doing a pop-up drive-in in the parking lot this weekend. And they're going to be airing Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, nice.
That was another film I was going to talk about, like, with trilogies, is that,
yeah,
like, you know, how Matt was saying with, just good lighthearted humor. Colleen and I are both of the same opinion that, like, we really love Last Crusade a lot because I
love it too.
Yeah, because I mean, I was 8 when that movie came out. I remember watching that one in the theater, but it's lighthearted. It's more of a family picture compared to, like, even though I love Raiders, and I think Raiders
which superior. Which one's Last Crusade? Which one's that?
89. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery one.
Sean Connery one. But, like, you know, Raiders is definitely the superior film, but as in the movie I can watch over and over again, Crusade always wins.
See, it's funny. Like, it's so situational because, like, for the longest time, I've loved the movie that everybody hates. No, not Crystal Skull, but Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom, yeah.
Like, I loved watching it. And it's probably because my friend John, growing up, he had it on VHS.
Mm.
Like, it was accessible. So whenever I went over to John's house, we watched one of three movies. It was either Monster Squad, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, or Critters. It was those three movies. I've seen those three movies 1,000 times. We're going over and hang out at John's house because
John's.
Well, they were great movies. I loved them. To this day, I love them. But people really dislike Temple of Doom when they think about the original trilogy.
I think it's because it was just so dark, you know. Yeah. And also, like, I remember even Kate Capshaw was kind of even against making it at the time because, you know, that's the closest they got to making an actual Bond film because, you know, she's the damsel in distress the entire time, you know, just like always needed Indy. She didn't want to play that role at all. And
right.
Whereas when you look at the other two, they're stronger women, you know, and didn't really need Indy, you know.
It was, and there's two other movies. It was Romancing the Stone and Jewel of the Nile.
Yeah. Oh, Romancing the Stone.
Yeah, Romancing the Stone, yeah, it's great.
It's one you don't
hot coals.
Yeah. You don't hear about Romancing the Stone anymore, do you?
No.
If it comes on, I watch it. I mean, I don't really watch.
But you never hear anybody talk about that much.
I used to love the scene. I can't remember which one it is, but the scene when they go in that drug lord guy's like Jeep.
And oh, absolutely! That's the best scene in the movie.
They're whipping around and they get shot in the gas can in the back.
I need the mule.
Yeah.
That's great. And, like, you know, that franchise died for only one reason. It's because that movie was a success and they didn't expect it to be. And Michael Douglas bought the woman wrote that screenplay. And he bought her a Mercedes or something like that. And she died in it, like, the next day.
Really?
Yeah. And he felt extremely guilty about it. But because of the success, though, the studio demanded another film. And so, this, you know, Jewel of the Nile is nowhere near as good. It's because it's written by somebody completely different.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
I would feel bad about your Mercedes. And.
I was quiet over here because I was pulling up an email that we got. I wanted to make sure that I read the email here.
Kayla pointed out my shirt blends in with the background, so I'm like Matt.
Oh, you want me to put my shirt back on?
No, I'm just saying.
We like you sans shirt.
Not what you said at all.
it's like the whole time, like listeners just think that I've been shirtless the whole time. You know,
it was a little burrow. Okay,
a little burrow.
I thought it was a little bull.
Little burrow, little donkey.
Yeah, little donkey.
Yeah. There we go. Whoa. I'm just Math Matt now. So,
oh, Math Man, remember Math Man from Square One TV?
No.
You never watched Square One TV as a kid?
Look, the guy that didn't watch, hasn't seen Kelly Heroes is giving us crap for Square One TV.
That's true.
When did Kelly's Heroes come out?
1969. No, 1970.
Okay, great. Guess who wasn't alive yet?
Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
I still seen it.
Seen The Wizard of Oz?
Who hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz?
I'm just asking. You can't use that excuse if you've seen The Wizard of Oz. Do you like Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You like Gladiator movies, Bobby?
I think it's Billy, isn't it?
Anyways, we have an email.
What the fuck? Oh, am I supposed to read the email now?
Yeah, you're the producer. Yeah.
You just said, I'm going to read an email.
I did, but then I got interrupted by a bunch of bullshit.
What, by you putting your fucking shirt on?
Yeah, pretty much.
We were waiting for you to put your shirt on, and then you said Math Man, and then that got Chris going, so it's your fault.
Yeah, it is when you get Chris
going. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror, Matt.
The price is wrong, Bob. Okay, so anyway, this threesome, which is interesting because I
assume, threesome?
Yeah, I know. Leaves one of us out, but I don't know who. To the RCAD cast crew, so I guess that means all of us. Okay. Three quick notes. Oh, that's what the threesome means. Gotcha. When Chris started talking about his dad's song list, I immediately assumed it was an update from the week before. Sorry, Chris. Right. You had discussed the list the week before.
Oh, gummies.
We are the champions.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
So we need to listen to Drunk Guy over Stone Guy.
Oh, yeah. Just because now that you said gummies, remind me. So did you finish the album I recommended to you last week?
I did. I love it.
And you like the whole thing?
I did.
Nice.
It's weird. But it's good.
It's its own little thing. It's like for everyone out there, it's David Crosby's If I Could Only Remember My Name. It's its own little nugget. Like no album has ever been made like that, and no one will ever be made again. It's just a weird, trippy album. Harmony driven for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay, continue with the email.
All right.
Can you spin your head on the wheel?
No, but I could.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Just his head going around in a circle.
I have the Price is Right image up. I know the listeners that listen to the podcast and never watch us live.
That's their fault for not coming.
Randy brings up a good point, but did Chris ever listen to Donovan?
Yeah.
Other than Hurdy Gurdy Man.
I did, and I was still unimpressed.
Well, some people don't have good taste.
Nope.
All right, number two, penguin hunting in the South. Well, not quite, but still a Southern hunting story. I was in rural Virginia having breakfast at the fanciest hotel there, Holiday Inn. There were a group of locals also having breakfast there. You know, it is a fancy city when the locals patronize the Holiday Inn for their breakfast. Anyway, their conversation was all about the technique of triangulating on the squirrels for their squirrel hunting outings. Huh. Okay. Interesting. Number three.
Do you have to do that to kill a squirrel?
Just drive down the street.
Just put up a bird feeder.
It's true.
Yeah, that is true. We do get a lot of people.
Triangulating squirrels should be the episode title.
There you go.
I'll be the judge of that.
Sorry, I just always think that it's funny that, yeah, never mind. All right, number three, Netflix discs. First, some background. Every December, I use Metacritic to put together a master list of all movies that were selected for top 10 lists from all types of critics. I end up with the popular, the weird, the foreign, the little known, and occasionally the amazing. I have been compiling the list for 20 years and tracked 1,800 movies, and it looks like I've watched 1,000 of them. I have about 800 on the active list. On occasion, I go through my spreadsheet and add to various wish lists. I have a queue on Hulu, Amazon, Netflix streaming, but also still find a number of films that are either new or old or independent or just obscure can only be found on the Netflix disc site. As an example, I currently have 70 films on the disc queue, including a film about the Wildcats in Istanbul. And thanks, Matt, for taking the time to have different patron name lists at the end of the show. It is a one in a million bookend to the always best ever opening song by Nick. Joanne. Well, sorry to disappoint you, Joanne. Nick didn't come up with a good song this week.
I tried, but couldn't get it to work.
We do what we can.
Just didn't care.
I didn't care enough.
Yeah. He's been disheartened and disillusioned by so many. So,
well, you know, Kayla told me that no one cares. So that cut to the heart of it.
Wow. Well, I think that you cut to the heart of Kayla when you called her Kaylee. So
true.
Does Joanne with a plane get a? Does she get a drawing?
Oh. I have sent her drawings in the past. Because so.
that's our first email in like 6 months.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I am.
Oh, Nier, congratulations on the launch today, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Nier. I know, like, the build-up, it was like, I was watching it all morning, like, the build-up to that, like, they're walking down the runway, they're walking, they're getting in the capsule, the gangway.
They walk in slow motion?
They're doing like, a second suit Armageddon. Check. Yeah,
Armageddon. Bruce Willis is here. It's weird.
But it reminded me of the right stuff though. Like, you know, they put them in the capsule and like, you know, they're sitting there for like 2 hours and you wonder if they're having to pee yet. You know, it's like,
yeah. Permission to leave bladder,
sir. Like, all right, go get the wrench and get him out of there.
No. That's what the German guy says. But
well, it's good to have an email. It's good to hear from Joanne.
It is.
Sherry says my song last week was stuck in her head all week. What did I sing last week? Cheer Down last week? I don't know,
but it was your best.
Oh, yeah, I can see by your grin that Matt's drunk again. Yeah, it was Cheer Down.
That was really good. I liked that. So, it's good stuff. You know, I guess if we don't have anything else to talk about, we can wrap up the show.
Good a place as any.
Hey, the NHL's coming back. That's
is it?
Yeah, 24 team playoff. No, I think it's going to be empty stadiums, and I'm not sure it's one location because they're doing playoff. They're doing a 24 team playoffs.
Wow.
Whoever the 24 teams were, top 24 teams are going to do a playoff.
Dude, the audio in that is going to be crazy because you're not going to have the crowd to drown out the chatter and the hits and the puck being whacked around.
Because a lot of bad language goes on in a hockey game.
Yeah,
Kayla.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens.
Interesting. Cool.
Well, since we get, you know, I want to talk about though because we kind of got cut off. But yeah, everyone, go check out Upload though. It is a good show.
Nice.
And my cousin called me the other day. We had one of those COVID talks. You know, like you haven't talked for a while. You know, you're like, oh hey, family. You know, he was telling me about The Great, and so
Great, yeah, it's good too. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm gonna definitely check that out. So I've been on a bit of a Rick and Morty watch. So I know the new season's been out
now on HBO Max.
Is Rick and Morty on HBO Max?
It is
on Hulu too, I think.
It is on Hulu. Yeah.
Is that one of your paintings?
So
Yes. So behind me is one of my paintings. I was going to mention that this painting, this was the worst part of my week.
Clearly, it's all on fire.
I was moving something in my basement, and it fell off the easel and immediately landed on a chair, and it got destroyed.
And oh, so, this painting did.
This painting did. The painting was right behind me. It got punctured.
Horse mount for the painting.
It got punctured right about here.
That's too bad. It's cool. It's a cool painting. I like it.
I know.
You could just paint over it. You know, like a big asshole right where the puncture is, and just have Jack on a table.
The guy that you guys are always sending me and texting.
I am not painting his dick on that.
I think that would cover it completely.
I don't know what I'm going to do about it. It happened yesterday, and
you dropped it, or you said something fell on it?
It fell off of the easel onto a chair, and it punctured it. And it was one of those moments where I was really pissed. I was really sad. I was really upset with myself. I was upset just in general. It's like there's no words to describe like how that feels. I mean, I've worked on this. This has been in when I have a painting, I not only do I look at it, but I work on it again and again and again. And so, right. You know, that's like several, months, years worth of work just gone. And there's no way to fix it. So, you know, of course I had gone upstairs, I sat on the couch, I told my wife, and she's like, okay. Which did not make me feel any better.
No, of course not.
Yeah. Like I was just,
Say, Matt, just calm down.
Well, it's because it's your art. You know, it's your art. You have much more investment into it. Yeah, it means something. Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris, you hit it on the head. It's like saying like, just calm down. It's no big deal. Whatever.
She's trying to make you feel better, but by being calm. But there's no what could she say?
There was no comforting. There was no comforting in her voice. It was just this flippant, like, whatever. Like, and I'm just like.
Did she not like the painting?
No, it's not that. I just think that she just didn't really give a shit. And so for whatever reason, I just, it, both things together.
She's like, well, I was just going to burn it anyways.
Yeah. I don't know. I just.
Well, I'm sorry. Cause I like it.
I think it looks nice.
Yeah, I mean, there were some good moments to it. It wasn't done, and there was still more that I wanted to add. I always layer paintings, and I work on them for way too long, and it just, yeah. So,
what's the inspiration behind it? What's the...
The forest fires that were taking place last year, but also up near where my sister lives in Washington, there were forest fires along the Columbia River Gorge, so that was some of it. So, and I had a flood painting already. So there was a flood painting, the forest fire, and then I have a drought painting. So all fun stuff, you know, really great stuff to think about. But anyway,
one hell of a way to close out the show, Matt.
Thank you. There's really no way to fix it, Christy, because, it's not quite canvas. It's linen. Yes, there's ways that I could sew it together, but it's already stretched and taut. So like that puncture area is just, I don't know. I've thought of different ways, but it's just nothing, everything will say like, hey, this is broken and it's not the same. So, and that's what it comes down to. So
like Jack Soul.
At least you have an image of it, though. I mean,
I was just about ready to say that.
You could probably just do one of those. This is probably sacrilege to you as an artist, but you could probably get one that printed on canvas.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you didn't like that. That was the equivalent of telling an artist to calm down.
Yeah,
it's just paint by number anyway. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be definitely in the back of my mind for a while. So, probably the best thing for me to do. I have another, linen, over there that is ready to be stretched. And, it's just motivation for me to get that.
This is why I'm happy I have no talent, because I don't have to worry about things like that.
You said it.
And that's exactly why you picked Big Bird. So, on that note,
before we go, I just want, I know I mentioned at the top of the show, but anybody who's interested in watching or video games or supporting me at all, I'm going to be on Twitch at Chris in Boston on Twitch. I would greatly appreciate you give me a follow if you have the second to do so. And if you want to come and hang out in the chat and watch some Call of Duty, I'll be playing regularly, probably every evening. I might even be playing after the show, actually. But head over to twitch.tv/Chris in Boston. I would really appreciate the follow. It would be very helpful.
And once we get the link for Jack's Interspace camera, we will also post that up. So everyone
oh, yeah. Butt cam.
I'll ask if I can get the video copy of the video.
It'd probably be all grainy. Just like,
when is it, like, does the video start? Like when you pick up the pill, do you get like that journey down your esophagus exactly. into your stomach?
I don't know. It's just I was just
churning in the stomach.
I said they're gonna do what? And they go, oh yeah, it's really cool. I said, that's a thing. They go, yeah. I go, okay,
that's cool.
I go, how does a camera come out?
Yeah, exactly.
No, nobody's reaching
in there.
We're going to
get a good shot of your toilet, too. There,
no, no. You wonder, like, is it gonna, which hole is it going to come out of? Because it's like kidney stone, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if it dissolves.
That'd be a short journey.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys see it constantly, the MyPillow commercials. And there's one guy in there.
MyPillow.
Well, every commercial I see, like, there's one guy in there that goes, that's 3 inches of wonderful. And every time I laugh like a freaking 11-year-old boy, just like.
You know that's in there on purpose.
Yeah.
On that note, if you want to buy a MyPillow, and I suggest you don't, but if you do, or if you want to buy something else like canvas or linen, you know, don't go to Amazon.com. Support your local art supply stores. They're struggling. But for anything else that you want to buy on Amazon, go to jandjack.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. That helps us out. Helps all the listeners out. No, shit, I got that backwards. It helps the podcasters out. Fuck.
Well, it helps you because you get to buy a bunch of cool shit and have it delivered to you contactless.
There you go. Thank you for saving my ass.
You're
there.
Welcome.
Is there anything else we should do here?
Disappointed that the paper is not delivered by dolphins.
Yeah.
Thank you, Randy, for mentioning that in the chat. Yes. So just happy that still doing business. So all right. So Amazon.com, jandjack.com/Amazon, or you could just go to jandjack.com. You can click on the Amazon affiliate link there, become a patron, give us a review on iTunes. That always helps. Give us 5 stars and tell us why you think this show is wonderful. You can also send us an email, just like Joanne did, at rcadcast@gmail.com. That's always good. I will read it on the show, and Nick will send you a privatized song as your voice machine answering the message, if you'd like. Join us for all of the fun that happens on the Jay and Jack Facebook group. There's a lot of voting going on TV shows. Help shows like The Honeymooners beat The Monsters, although I think that's too late. Yeah.
Voting is closed.
Really? Already?
Yeah. It lost.
Sad. So sad. But anyway, there's a lot of other fun stuff happening over there. Without further ado, the main reason that Joanne tunes into the very end of this show is all of the fun names that I come up with, and hopefully I came up with some good ones tonight. We like to thank all of the patrons, and especially like everybody that joins us in the chat. Really, this is awesome. Like, we have so much fun joking around with
great chat tonight too.
I'm not the only one saying this. Chris says it. Nick would say it, but his cat got his tongue. He's just too busy saying huzzah.
What do I want to say?
Bye. We're thanking the chat. It was a good, lively chat this evening.
It was a great chat tonight.
It was okay. They didn't really care what I said.
I loved it. thank you, though, to a few patrons that make this show possible. With their support, it helps out all the podcasters, helps us buy fancy green screens that we get to show off. Yeah. No, I don't know. Yes, I did. I did use all my fancy money from the patrons for that. So
got your fancy money.
My fancy. Anyway,
your fancy money.
I feel like I'm getting derailed because that I've been talking way too long by myself, and usually Chris interrupts me. Thank you, Tack, with the time machine. You're awesome. Travel back and help me fix whatever I fucked up in the end of this show. Eckhart, you're the Ernie. Without you, there would be no Bert like Ed the Snuffleupagus. He makes it happen whenever that's going down in California, delivering all of that imaginary post office mail. Joanne, just in time with the email. That's what I'm calling you tonight. Maggie, with the map to Sesame Street. And Greg, you're not the Grouch. We all know Jack is.
Jack is.
Thank you.
I don't argue.
Thank you for all your help and making the show possible. Thanks again to all of the listeners. And I will just shut up now because I had a great time. It was one in a million. I always enjoy hanging out with my other people that are on the show. I hope I didn't like totally ruin you guys by like forcing you guys to do the Sesame Street verses, but I thought it'd be fun.
Matt, I'm a little bit upset with you, and I will close out with this, is that you're not drunk.
Not?
What's his excuse?
Yeah, I mean, like when you're drunk, that's when the shit really hits the fan. There you go. Get at it. You're just drinking right from the shaker, you fucking booze bag. Great show, guys. One in a million shakers.
You better stop this show before you insult Nick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, please do.
Nick, we didn't hear a lot from you tonight because we were talking about dildos and shit, but, you know.
It's true. I have no opinion on those things.
Still got the quarantine do going.
Nice.
Oh, no, it's not nice at all.
Thanks, everyone. It was a great show.
You do look like a little Nicky a little bit. But...